Well, let's go ahead and call the committee to order. We're already 7 minutes late. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, McCracken,
here.
McNinney,
here.
Moore, Olson, Schoenbeck, Sutton,
here.
Koskin, Boe.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. We don't, do we need to approve minutes from last time?
No, we might as well.
Okay. Motion from Senator McCracken, second for Senator Sutton. Discussion on that. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. As per the posting, we're not going to take any action on anything today except discussion of possible summer study topics and a couple other house cleaning items. But in the hopes that maybe a couple more committee members will show up, we'll just stand at ease for a little bit here. So. Well, let's come back to order. We only have 5 minutes left. We need to get down to the floor. Does anyone have any summer study topics that they'd like to offer up? Yes, Senator Sutton.
I know, being in the absence of Senator Moore, he has a strong compassion to study the South Dakota Housing Authority and their programs and what we might be able to do to better that program and have the sides come together and try to work on some reasonable compromises that have been through the process and then try to move forward.
Yes, Senator Olson.
Yeah, that's one I've heard bandied around, obviously, with the activity on the Senate floor. For my own efforts, I'm going to be working pretty hard the last couple of days. I've sent a letter out to all the dailies regarding the gross receipts tax and wireless issue, just so you know. And we're going to be working with Greg Dean of the Wire Hardline South Dakota Telecommunications to endorse that study.
Okay. Any other thoughts, Senator McNinney? Any other suggestions? Oh, the vice chairman's here.
Not really.
Well, apparently not here. No, no, he is here.
Good afternoon, John.
Well, all the suggestions that we've had are all excellent. Senate Bill 1001 proponents.
1001 HJR.
It was a long session. Well, the we've heard the wireless tax issue, the housing, land transfers, any other topics. I think all of those would be prudent for discussion, and if without needing a vote, I will certainly, on behalf of the committee, write a letter to the executive board, not that the chairman will forget these.
Very, very well accepted. No, I think I'm glad they stripped the mandatory study language off of the gross receipts tax bill. They did send it down unanimously with that language on it. But as chair of the executive board, we don't want our hands tied. We do take some umbrage. I remember somebody asked me at one point in time, does the e-board, will they endorse the study that gets the most support from the most legislators? And not always. And if you remember the West River Issues Group we had going on, and then everybody wanted the game of fish, and to me that was just a disaster. You put a legislative group going together, and then you have the actual citizen working group on one side. So we just let that go and let that work its way out. But we do have two mandated agency studies every year. Last year, I think we were only able to do two additional studies. So I'll visit with the director, see what our budget looks like. But I would say three is going to be at the outside our limit.
Well, what the chair would ask then is each of you that have brought a suggestion, and I have no opposition to any of those suggestions, write up a short synopsis of how you'd like to structure that, and I'll include that in a letter from the committee and send that to the e-board. Yes.
Representative Wick did a very detailed request for the gross receipts tax endorsed by Senator Knutson, so both tax committees have looked at the issue. If you want a copy of that, I'll sure.
No, that's fine. If that's already in front of the e-board, then we probably don't need to add our...
And Mr. Dean will be writing a letter to every legislator encouraging it.
With that, I'll just write the letter based on the transfer issue and the housing, governor's house program. I don't think we're going to get any more committee members here, so before we adjourn, I wanted to also take an opportunity to say thank you to Ms. Benson, who keeps us on the right track.
She was talking to the coffee machine this morning.
It's been a long session, Senator Koskinen. I wouldn't blame anybody for talking to the coffee machine. It's the most intelligent conversation she's probably had all session. But, Nancy, we really do appreciate absolutely everything, and I, as chairman, really couldn't do this without you. And the constant hounding, as you well know, has been not only required but appreciated. And just wanted to say thank you. We really have enjoyed, I've really enjoyed the last 4 years working with you and the committee's behalf for the last 2 years, some of us for longer than that, but thank you.
Guys are great to work with, even if I am a big hound.
Yeah. Well, you have to. And certainly not last and not least, also I wanted to thank Dave for your help. It's we haven't had any real crisis this session with last minute language that had to be frantically put together, but nonetheless it is really a relief for me to know that you're sitting down next to me and be able to ask those questions when we have to get those answered right away. And just wanted to say thank you to you too for all your time and service. Yes, Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just like to thank you for your expertise in running the State Affairs Committee meetings. They were always run very prudently, and Mr. Vice Chair, when you took over, I think you did very well also. And also, as you said, thanks to Dave and Nancy for helping us out up here, but especially to your guidance as we ran through some very difficult issues this year in State Affairs. Thank you.
And I'd like to thank myself for my outstanding attendance.
On order.
Senator Koskinen.
I, too, would like to thank you, again, to echo the thoughts that Senator McCracken had, but also just the ability to perceive what's coming, the calmness to make the right decision in the heat of the battle, not just this year but in years past. I find it amazing. And we're going to miss you as chair, but I do appreciate very much your leadership. Yeah, exactly. I know we were exactly. So thank you very much.
No, I appreciate the compliments, and I'm really going to miss the opportunity to be in this position with all of you over the next several years. But It's I know from having been granted a vacation from the voters in District 28 once before that the life does go on and it goes on quite well. So you'll do just fine without me. But hopefully all of you will be back and we'll watch with interest and see what you guys are up to in the next several years. Thank you, though. With that, we're already a little late getting to the floor. I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion from Senator McCracken, second from Senator McNenny. Discussion on that. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.